What up, y'all? This is Panda AOD.
And Gem City Nate.
Gem City Nate. And you are listening to?
Baycast.
Baycast. Hey, bae.
Hey, bae.
Hey, bae.
Hey, bae. All right. We back.
We've been doing like a couple runs of this intro because we have been gone for so long, but we are happy to be back. We are going to be consistent. We are going to continue to deliver content because this is something that Nate and I have talked about heavily. And so we're going to stick to this as one of our goals to be more consistent with our podcast and grow our podcast.
Yeah. So definitely we are excited to get this thing going.
Yes.
Again. So what's up?
Well, we did get married. Yay.
Yay.
And for those of you who know us or if you follow us, you can see little glimpses of that. We're not going to get too much into it right now, but we went through our wedding. We had a great wedding. And we are coming up on a year. So it is July now. August, September is when we got married. So we got a couple months away. And this year, we're celebrating our 1 year anniversary by going on our honeymoon because we didn't take a honeymoon right after the marriage. We just were burnt out and didn't have any more energy. But we're going to go to Jamaica.
Yeah, I'm excited. Pop quiz. What was the date
of our wedding? September 24th, 2022. 3 o'clock p.m.
I always gotta make sure, man. You know, folks be slipping when anniversary come around.
No, I will never forget. So I don't really have a good memory of our dating anniversary. Like we went March back 16th. And forth with that.
March 16th.
I said March 16th. You said it was in February, but we settled on March 16th.
Agreed. Agreed.
But I feel like with the wedding, it's just different. It's like etched in my mind. I planned our whole wedding. Like, Nate helped a little bit.
I helped too.
I planned the whole wedding. And now that it's over, it's just, there's no forgetting the process we went through. But I'm thankful that it's over. Like, it was a beautiful process. Mm-hmm. And I wish the best for anybody who is planning a wedding or going through the wedding process. Just live in the moment. Just have fun with it. Don't put too many expectations on yourself. It's hard to say don't put too many expectations on your wedding, but seriously, just go in with the mindset of the whole point is to walk away being joined with your significant other. So.
Exactly. Y'all see that.
So for real, like don't overwhelm yourself. Just keep that in mind. Like you're going to walk away with your person. So have the best time that you can have. And if things go wrong, appoint people who can handle it for you. Just let people take care of it. Just have fun. Enjoy yourself.
Right. So on that note, what's up? What's been happening? What's going on? Like I ain't been with you, but.
Yeah. So for me, I began working a new position and I love it. I love my job. I work within the local. It's a local government job, but it's not government.
Can't say too much.
Yeah. I'm not going to like say the name of it. And then I've been doing that since June 2022. Other than that, I've been working on Hunter Brand. So I've had clients still within Hunter Brand, which is my marketing branding firm. And then I have AOD, which I'm looking forward to getting built back up. But really, a lot of my energy has gone to literally just being happy, being present for my husband, and also just becoming sharper and working harder in my business. Like, it's hard work to stay focused and stay sharp. So that's really what I've been dedicating my attention to. And then when we're not doing that, or when I'm not doing that, I'm spending time with family. We have so many family gatherings all the time.
Yeah. So the recent one was, Family Day, Father's Day. Yeah. And your folks is, garden. So we had all the father, which Shonda planned herself. You know, she's a planner and she likes to give folks their flowers. So she definitely did a good job with organizing that. So we had all our the fathers in the family come out to the yard, had a cookout. You know, we played badminton, cornhole, just everything. And then Shonda organized the flower pot station for the kiddos so that they can get to their dads and actually give them their flowers. So it was a nice little twist on it. So.
I love how you explained that. That was so cute.
Well, you know I try.
But yeah, so we threw a Father's Day garden party / barbecue in my mom's garden, and the kids came out, they painted the flower pots and gave their dads their flowers.
Hey, if it ain't nice, then do it twice, right? I'm just saying, that's the same thing I just said.
I know, it really was. So, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, but, so nice.
What else was going on with you?
Work. Yeah, I was playing. Yeah, but work. Got a new position back at my old news station. I'm a promo producer, so love that. So have fun with my coworkers and just, you know, just being creative for every shoot as mm-hmm. we possibly can. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I'm learning new software, new techniques, learning from great people. It's been a blast. So I love it. On top of that too, still doing videography on the side, you know, just getting clients here and there and appreciative of that and just doing minimal work, but important work at the same time. So not trying to overload myself because like you said, I'm just trying to focus on us, but when they come and I'm appreciative of when they do, but you know, I'm just trying to be happy. Happy life, happy wife.
Happy life.
Happy life, you know.
Happy, what is it? Happy spouse, happy house.
There you go. So we try to be equally happy and just making sure we tend to one another and just, you know, making sure everything's straight.
Yeah. So. Very proud of Nate. He got his higher position and he's climbing up the ladder. So very proud of him. Other than that, I think we've just been I feel like people don't talk enough about the process after you get married. Like, I don't know if everybody goes through the same thing, but I feel like we purged after we got married. Like, we literally just kind of closed ourselves out. Like, we still had our close people, like our family and our friends, but we stopped a lot of things that were just busy stuff. Like, just stuff keeping us busy, consuming our time that weren't really pouring into our cup. And I think that really shows the fruits of that has shown like tenfold since we've been doing it, because we've been a lot more calm, a lot more happy, a lot less tired. Like, I go to sleep almost like clockwork at 11:30 every night. Now Nate, he stay up till about 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm working on him with that.
No,
but
it ain't no three.
I'm working on him with that. But I think for us after our wedding, it just was like spending a whole year planning a wedding and then going through the wedding at the end of it is a whole bunch of like, okay, now it's time to work on all of these things now that we got this big celebration out the way. This thing we've been working on, this thing we've been planning, it's done. Now it's time for us to like, go work on all these other areas of stuff that we've been like putting off because we were planning the wedding.
Yeah.
But we made it.
Yep. Looking forward to the day after. So
I did want to ask you some questions.
Ask me questions.
Because I thought about the fact that we are now married and we are newlyweds. So I think we should answer questions for each other based off of us being newlyweds.
Bringing this home, yeah.
Yes. I just thought about it though, like right before we turned on the cameras.
You ain't gotta explain.
So we know how we met, we know why we were drawn to each other, but like, that's the first question. How did we meet and why are we drawn to each other? So we met officially because Nate slid in my DMs on Instagram.
You love telling this story.
I was drawn to Nate because I already was familiar with him. We went to the same schools growing up, never knew each other. Not going to get into that. For those of you who know us or have been following us, you know that story already. You can find it if you haven't, or if you don't know it. But I was already familiar with Nate, and I was interested or drawn to him because he was familiar. At the time that we met, I was not looking for a new relationship. I wasn't looking to, like, talk to anybody. So if it wasn't him, he wouldn't have got the time of day because I was just tired of dating. I was single for a full, I want to say, year. And I was just ready to continue that process of being single. But when he reached out, it was like, why not? Why not see what's going on? What drew you to me?
I was put on by a close friend, several close friends, and was like, hey, man, like, you seen anybody? I'm like, no. And this is when I was staying here at the time. And they was like, yeah, well, you should holler at, you know, Shonda, because, like, she does the same things you do and you got similar interests. I was like, oh, okay, so. And then I looked on Instagram, and at first she wasn't expecting to follow, so I followed her. And then I'm just seeing, I'm like, okay, cool, scrolling. She doing the podcast, she in the, you know, music, she out and about and on this, in the scene in Columbus. I'm like, all right, cool. And then the infamous DM, what you about to say?
I was about to say, how things have changed, because I was out and about. I connected with all of the local artists. I love local music. I still do love local music. But I was so much in the scene. It was like my breath. And now it's the complete opposite.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
But no. But yeah. Had same interest. And then it was one picture you posted with a Crown Apple bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, you know, at the time, like that. Well, actually, it ain't at the time. It is my drink of choice. So I was like, oh, okay. And then I just sent a little text message like, hey, man, can I get a sip? And that was that. Got it.
So the next one, what are your favorite qualities in your spouse? You can go first since I went first the last time.
I would say you're definitely more organized than I am. So I appreciate that. What you got your eyes on me for?
That's a compliment, but go ahead.
Are you talking about like things like that? Or are you
qualities.
Organization. Awareness, attentiveness. Because there's things that you do that I wouldn't have thought was a big, you know, importance. Like even like a small gestures that you do, like making like a lunch or something before I head out, or a snack, mm-hmm. or like just being caring and attentive.
Mm-hmm.
I might not say that right, but
attentive.
You get it.
Attentive. You said it right.
But yeah. And then supportive, for sure. Along the sides of, you know, just being so daggone cute. You know, I'm just, but.
So mine for you, thank you for that, babe.
Mm-hmm.
Mine for you would be your ability to pick up things quickly. Like your ability to learn a new skill is like super crazy. Like when we went rollerblading, which me and Nate picked up rollerblading, and we go every so often, we live in front of a venue. So like there's a big parking lot where we can just go skate. So we put our rollerblades on and we go have some free time, or like we clear our mind. Mm-hmm. But when we started that, you taught yourself how to spin in like a circle,
mm-hmm.
really fast. And I'm like, who teaches them? Who learns that fast? Like, I'm too afraid to bust my butt to like do something like that fast.
I think I got you on camera with that,
but so one thing is your ability to learn like quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing I would say is your thoughtfulness as well, because I feel like you consider everybody else. Like even with like when we first started dating, and you know, you have a certain accessory mm-hmm. that you carry on you, and the way you always made sure it was put away, or like you always was like, oh, what's that? And you would try to like put it away, like that little thing that you would do to make me look away so you could put it away. But I just think that you are very thoughtful. And I would say overall, like your capacity to love people, because not just me, like the kids,
mm.
you're like the best uncle in the world. there's some good uncles out there. All my brothers are good uncles, but you're like a great, great uncle. So I think that you have a big heart, like even the way you treated my parents when we first met and the way you still treat them, like you're willing to literally drop whatever you got going on to like help somebody. So I would say that.
Thanks, babe.
You're welcome. How do you know that your spouse was the one? That's a good one. Let me think back because... No, because I remember a specific... We've had this conversation before.
I know.
And I'm trying to think what I said because it's been a minute. So it might have changed, right? But I would say when I knew you were the one was when you... The one. There was plenty of times where I knew I was falling in love with you, but I knew you were the one, probably the time when you first met my dad, how you just like, you wanted to talk to him, you wanted to have a conversation with him, you focused on making sure like, you just were present, and I don't even think you knew you were doing it, but like, you were just treating him normal, like you weren't like weird or standoffish or anything. And I think that was when I knew, like the way you treated my parents, not just my dad, but my mom too. I just feel like anybody who know me, they know that my parents are like my biggest like supporters, but also like my best friends. Like I love my parents so much. So the way you treated them was like, that's the one, this is it.
Shout out mama and pops.
What about you?
Ooh-wee. I knew you was the one after the first time we hung out and you was excited of all the stuff that...
The first time? Ooh, okay. Sorry, go ahead.
No, because how you were interested in all the stuff that I had and you was welcoming with Max and we was just talking and it was just a smooth conversation from through like the whole night, and then even stayed at my place. But you know, I was being a gentleman. I'm like, look, I can sleep on the couch, this and that, because I know it was late.
Yeah.
But I prepared a dinner and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, I don't know if it was the next day or I think he was back in Columbus, but I was gushing and showing mom a picture, and then my mom was like geeking and smiling. Oh yeah. I was like, okay, cool. And then so I knew the next time when you met the family and all that, it was gonna be smooth. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like,
I don't think I ever heard you say that for real. I don't think we ever talked about it like that.
Oh, we getting deep on Baycast.
You are silly. So what are our shared goals and aspirations for our life together? This is a good one.
Continuing to support each other in everything as far as our marriage, loving each other, loving each other's families, but then also just, I guess you can even say financially, just being at a place where like, you know, we are in a place where we can contribute more to not only ourselves, but our families and mm-hmm. our communities through like whatever endeavor we choose to do it. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing we're looking to do in the future.
I would say when we think about our shared goals, definitely legacy is huge for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like leaving something behind for the next generation.
Yeah.
I think that so the basic stuff, right? We want to get a house. That's mm-hmm. like immediate. We want to own a house. Other than owning a house, we want to expand our family at some point. We want to expand. And then we want to leave a legacy. I feel like that is like our kind of shared goals.
Yeah. Having an impact, I would say too. And then just making sure that we're doing right with our, by like doing right for us, doing right for others, like even the little ones. And just, I know for us, I'm thinking, you know, we love to teach our skills too.
Mm-hmm.
So teaching our nieces and nephews, you know, the skills that I'll help them progress further than where we are at their age
mm-hmm.
moving forward. So that's one thing, you know, I think we definitely want to do is teach, mm-hmm. leave a legacy for sure.
And I think like for us, it's like we want to, aside from like legacy kids, I think what a lot of people hear, or you will hear when you hear this part, is a lot of service, because we talk about others a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a big thing, a huge goal for us that we've talked about recently, is prioritizing our faith. So being more involved when it comes to our faith community. So like our church,
mm-hmm.
family, but also just in our household, like reinforcing our faith, reinforcing like our purpose. Like, why are we doing what we're doing? You know, what do we want in the end? Because we do have those goals of like buying a building and having these different properties and stuff like that. So at the center of it all is like our purpose and our faith.
Yeah.
How do you navigate and resolve conflicts or disagreements in your relationship? I feel like we do a good job for the most part. I feel like the way we navigate our conflict is we talk about it. What?
This
what
gonna you gonna be, say? This gonna go viral, huh?
What you got? What?
Yeah, we talk about it.
But what?
So we had conversations where we feel like neither of us are actually hearing one another in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We had, I'm gonna say multiple, but we had some discussions where I've came at you and said, hey, you're not hearing me, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, no, you not hearing me, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
And it's based on whoever first initiated or who felt that they wasn't heard first. So if Shonda was the one that day feeling like, hey, mm-hmm. you're not hearing me, mm-hmm. you're not. And then when I try to bring something up, she would tell me like, hey, now's not the time because I'm telling you how I feel. And so, okay, cool. And I'm supposed, it's been tough. I ain't gonna lie, fellas. It's been tough because I feel like, yo, you don't be hearing me. But I have to, you know, I gotta hold that. I gotta listen to her because I don't want to come off as defensive. Mm-hmm. So I gotta hear her out. And that same token, on the other side of the coin, you gotta listen to me too.
Yeah.
So we do that too, and Shonda has been great at that as well. So,
thanks.
So yeah, we talk.
But like, so basically what you're saying is like, we talk things through.
Yeah.
And more so you just elaborated on it, which is like, we hear each other out and we practice listening. We practice active listening.
Exactly. That's the key.
Yeah. Because like, basically what Nate said is true. Like, we both have moments where we're not hearing the other one, and we have to break down the moment and be like, okay, what is actually going on here?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this, the way that I choose to approach it is something that I have talked to him about, which is what he explained a little bit, was if I'm complaining about something in the moment, do not bring up something that you could have brought to my attention prior to the situation. If I'm complaining about something in the moment, let's focus on what happened in the moment. Because that's a way that we can break that down and talk about it and be done with it. But if we hold on to things and bring them up, then it becomes a back and forth, a tit for tat. And that's what we try not to do. So like,
mm-hmm.
bringing it up in the moment, talking about it in the moment, and not bringing other emotions from previous moments into that current moment is like something that we've really been big on.
Mm-hmm.
Happy wife.
Happy spouse.
Happy
house.
There you go.
What are some of our favorite shared hobbies or activities?
Eating.
Rollerblading.
Oh,
eating for sure. What? No, eating for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rollerblading. Shopping. You can't say no to that because you shop just as much as I do.
No, no, no.
Me and Nate, there's times where we could just be strict to a budget or something. But if we go into Meijer with no aim other than just to go, like just to go grab a couple things, and we start to mosey around.
I said, did I get this from Meijer?
He is just as much of a shopper as me. And like, that's, it sounds old because we talk about Meijer.
Right.
We're not even talking about the mall or nothing, but we don't shop a lot as far as like clothes. When we do get clothes, we get them online. most of the time, or we'll go to the mall every so often. We'll go to like the Green or something.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, that's the last time I actually really got outfits was at the mall.
Like, we don't do a lot of shopping like to be sporty. We do a lot of shopping for like utility and also like things that we want that we can hold on to. So like cooking utensils, organization stuff.
Like the only thing I really be splurging on, I don't even be doing no more, is digital stuff.
So. Yeah, we can both really get into it with that when it comes. He's worse at it than me, but we both can splurge on electronics and stuff like that.
I ain't worse.
Yes, you are.
No, I ain't.
We're going to agree to disagree.
No, I see that.
You can tell me why you think I'm worse, but I don't think I'm worse when it comes to electronics.
I get back to that, but I ain't worse. I ain't worse.
How do you support and encourage each other's personal growth and development?
Did you go last time?
Mm-hmm. You want me to go first?
Yeah, because I went first last time.
So, I encourage Nate's personal growth and development by, one, giving him space to, like, figure it out. Because I don't want to always be that spouse that's, like, trying to tell you how to be, what to be, like, who to be. Like, I don't want to be that person. So, I try to hear him, like, let him vent, give him space to figure it out, but also I try to ask more questions than have answers. So like, if he's venting to me about something, I'll ask him, why did that make him feel that way? Or what do you see coming out of this situation? Or if it's something that's frustrating him, what can you do to improve the process next time? Or, you know, just a lot. I try to ask a lot of questions, but I also do give like suggestions, like when it makes sense. I also try to let him know, and to, again, it kind of goes into like how we are with our arguments, where we try to focus on the moment, focus on like what we know in the moment versus the previous situations. And with Nate, when he's frustrated with stuff, I try to remind him like, this is just a moment. Like, you're frustrated now, but you'll have a good day. Like, you'll have a good day tomorrow. Today might have been a bad day. You had a great day yesterday. Like, this is just a bad day. Like, you can recover from it. It's not something that is going to be long standing. So I just try to remind him of his value, his talents, all of the good things, and all of the things that make him, that put him in a position that he's in, because you don't get to where you're at by not being good at what you do. Like, not people like us. What about you?
I know early on, I had to be, I'm not going to say like, well, I don't know. For lack of better words, like your rock. Mm-hmm. I had to be your ground. Because you were up there, and like, you, I had to bring you down a couple times, because I'm like, not to hold you down, mm-hmm. but I had to bring you back, because I'm like, okay, I feel like you can go, sky's the limit, mm-hmm. but you, like, you was doing one thing after another. I'm like, babe, you're gonna have to slow down, you had to pace yourself, because you're gonna burn yourself out. Mm-hmm. So I feel like me, I'm more of that grounded spouse to kind of like, okay, even though I do support you and encourage you for like whatever ideas you have, I do like to look at, as my mom will say, like, if you bring me provolone cheese and I end up, you know, putting the holes in it and turning it into Swiss cheese, like, you don't like when I get to like dissecting the idea instead of like, you know, just hearing it for what it is. But I'm like, that's like, somebody has to do it. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm that for you. But then also, just, I know one thing I could be better at is being, I'm pretty affectionate, but not being too hard, mm-hmm. like around you, even though like, I don't feel like I am. But when you voice that I could be better, then mm-hmm. I have to do my best to work at that and be more to what you want me to be, as far as, you know, affectionate and how the way you you need it. So,
So how in that are you being encouraging? How do you currently encourage me?
I always ask and make sure like you all right. You know, I check in on you. Mm-hmm. I feel like I read you like, you know, through actions, and I'm like, okay, like I always try to make sure like, is your energy high? Is your energy low? Is there anything I can do? Like I try to tend to you like how you tend to me.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with projects, you know, if I could tell like if something's, you know, a struggle in one area that I could help out with, I try to be your fixer in scenarios. So I definitely see that.
You do. And I will give him his kudos on that because I don't think that he should be my fixer, but he definitely wants to be my fixer when it comes to anything. Like if something went wrong with my software or whatever, he will sit there and grab my computer and be on it for hours until he figures out what happened. Or if he realizes like all is lost, and then he's like, babe, then his mind goes to how can I encourage her? How can I make her feel better in this moment? How can I like let her know that it ain't working? But not like he doesn't want to tell me bad news ever.
I remember telling you, I was like, I just want to keep you happy. Even though I know we have our, you know, the moments, I just want to make sure you happy.
Yeah. What are some of the challenges you foresee in your marriage, and how do you plan to tackle those together?
And I ain't trying to see no challenges.
But a challenge is not like a bad thing. We're challenged.
Well, okay. Well, in that perspective, I say having a kid.
That's a good answer.
Because once that happened...
Woo! No, that's scary.
Woo!
No, because really, as the woman, it's scary, at least for me. And I've seen like a number of podcasts or shows where women have said the same thing. So I think it's kind of like a general consensus of, you know, if you want to be a mom or not, but knowing you want to be a mom don't mean you're not terrified of the process of having a child. Like, childbirth, the thought, is a scary thought.
Yeah. But then not only that, the thought of bringing a child into this world, and not just any world, this world, and who's to say how the world's going to be in the future? And then not only that, like, I'm going to be so protective of mine. I'm just like, this is a little us that we have to, you know, pretty much like guard with our lives. Not to say that's a challenge, but I'm not, you know, shy from it at all. But I'm just like, man, you know, it's a big responsibility. And a lot of that, I mean.
Oh, it is. It really is. So other than kids, I would say a challenge that I could foresee is just life. Like, I feel like I never set myself up to think that it's going to be rainbows and like butterflies. Like with us, I know that we're good. And I think that's the key, is like to always make sure you're good, like to reset with your spouse, to center y'all selves. Like I seen this one exercise that we haven't done yet, but where they get spouses go or couples go and they do yoga and they practice breathing at the same time and all of that. But I think, excuse me, I think that's a good analogy for, you know, what needs to happen as a husband and a wife. You have to get to that place that y'all got to get on the same beat. Y'all got to be on the same rhythm, because for me, 100% hands down, I know that we will be challenged by changes in life. Our families will change. Our friend circles may change. Our, like, life just goes on. So, like, us being able to weather any storm that comes to us that is out of our control, that is inevitable, we'll be able to take it head on as long as we center ourselves and stay on the same page.
Yeah. I'm going to say, yeah. You talk about yoga. The last time we did yoga.
You kept slipping, couldn't stay on the mat.
Well, not only that, I'm like,
who did that?
Me. What a namaste. Like, what the hell? yoga ain't for me, bro.
Oh, my God. Yoga. Well, that's good, though. Like, no BS. It's good for you to release gas when you do yoga. But That's why I don't go to like hot yoga or like big yoga classes, because like I've been to some yoga stuff. I do like yoga classes, don't get me wrong, but like hot yoga or like certain environments, like if it's outside, I more so prefer it, because like I don't know, I feel like people be tooting in yoga in general.
Well, not only that, they barefooted and they could have some, you know, stinky feet. Now would you do goat yoga?
No, I wouldn't do goat yoga, puppy yoga, nothing like that, just because
they got puppy yoga?
I'm sure. No, we're not doing it.
Man.
I wouldn't want to do those types of yogas, because at the end of the day, I'm doing yoga for the benefit of yoga, not to have a goat crawling on me or a dog crawling on me.
So what's the benefit? I know we're getting on top, but what's the benefit?
Of what? The goats or the dogs or the yoga?
Yoga. What's the yoga?
It keeps you flexible and nimble. It is good for your mind, like your mental health. Mm. It's good for your breathing. Mm. It's good for your core. There's strength in yoga.
Okay.
Strength building.
Anybody that's out there that's doing yoga, you know, hey, send us a message, a DM, let us know what the trips and tips, let me know, because I don't know nothing. So, hey, you know.
You didn't YouTube it like you do everything else.
I know, but I'm talking about like interacting with the folks like who listen to us, who do yoga. What? Tell us what your thoughts are, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, tell Nate what y'all thoughts are on yoga. So, how do we keep, you already know what this up to ask.
No, how you read it.
How do you keep the romance and spark alive in your relationship?
Did you go
first?
Man, I can't. PG-13?
Yes. That
what?
PG-13.
No, just yes, of course. Always. You know, I look at my babe. And, you know, a wise man said, you know, your woman's gonna tell you what she want without her telling you what she want. Cause Shonda, she'll come up and she'll rub and she'll cuddle up under me. And I'm like, okay. And like I was saying earlier, I'm like, man, like, no. But now, like, just trying to reciprocate that same energy, she's trying to tell me, yo, babe, why don't you hold me? Why don't we cuddle? Why don't we do this? So now, I just, you know, keep your hand here. You know, rub on y'all, touch on.
He does hold me. We did cuddle. That wasn't necessarily what I said to him. What I said to you was, and excuse me, y'all, I'm coming off of a cold. But what I said to him was, I want you to be more affectionate throughout the day. Like, Nate has, like, times and windows of, like, affection. And then all day he's in his own little bubble. Like he moves to his own drum. Like we're friendly, we're playful with each other throughout the day. That's never changed. But like for me, it's more so of like, if I'm in the kitchen and you come in the kitchen, come over to me, give me a kiss on the cheek.
When you're cooking?
Rub my back, hug me from behind. Tell me, you know, just talk to me. Hey babe, how's your day going? Or hey babe, that smells good. Or you know, just come up and be like, I love you. And so that was what I told him he could work on, because Nate is a very, like, besides those things, like, even, because I don't want it to sound like you don't give me affection.
I'm about to say, you make it sound like barbaric.
No, that's what you
No.
first started. He has given me affection from the beginning, but it's more so of how you give it or, like, the frequency. Like, I don't need him to smother me, but I do want him to show me affection, like small hints of affection. It doesn't have to be you sitting next to me with, you know, squeezing me, wrapped up around each other. Like, no, but I do want you to, like, just touch me throughout the day, like little stuff.
Oh, I got you.
But I agree. So what you said was perfect. There's nothing else to say, because that's really what I think, how we keep our romance is to do those things, and also to give your spouse space. Like,
I remember the first time I asked you for space, you was like, hold on, because you
trying to figure out when this was.
Because I think this is like our second or first year. I was just like, oh, okay, like, I just want, you know.
I know you ain't talking about that moment, because that was not you asking for space. The moment we got into it.
Nah, not that. I'm just saying, like, I told you, like, how I like space. I like space. And I explained to you how I like space.
And I didn't have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out where this, what was the win? What was the outcome?
We give each other space. We learn how to give each other space.
No, but like, what situation were you talking about?
I don't know. I might have had to, I wanted to play the game or something. I don't know.
I feel like it was a situation when you was telling me you needed space and I told you I thought you was about to be a thought out here.
You just no,
to, you just
no,
dance around it.
No, for real. I really wanted to play the game. And I was like, because you wanted to come over that night. And I'm like, babe, you know, we don't have to see each other every day.
Yeah, probably when we were still living in Columbus, we probably had a conversation like that because I am a person where when I'm locked in, I do want to sleep with you every night. Not sleep in the physical sense. I want to share a bed with you every night.
I'll tell them then.
But we definitely balance each other out. And I think that when it came to giving each other space, I started showing Nate early on that I was able to give him space because I had already done a lot of work on myself just with like previous relationships and reflecting and being like, what can I change in me? Because I can't change these other folks, but what can I do for myself that will make me a better person in the next relationship that I get into? And so one of those big things was to give space, to take space and to give space. Because it's important for you to keep that autonomy in your relationship to where you are you and he is him and y'all are y'all, but you gotta have that individual, like, what do you like? How do you like to spend your time alone? Or, you know, when do you spend alone time?
All right.
Nate's alone time is 99.9% on.
In my office.
On the game.
In my office, where the game happens to be. So.
What are your thoughts on starting a family and how do you envision your roles as parents?
Oh, that's you. I answered.
My thoughts on starting a family is I'm very excited to do so with the right person. And I envision our roles as parents as a true partnership. Like, it already feels like we just pick up where we're strong at. Like, it's not like, oh, you're the woman, so you gotta clean and you gotta do this. Or, oh, you're the man, you gotta do this. It's not, because what Nate does are traditional male roles, but I wouldn't be good at it. I never in my life cut the grass. I don't know how to cut the grass. I could learn. I'm open to that, but I don't know nothing about it.
I could learn. Hey, I love you.
But I also do stuff that seems like a traditional woman role. I wash the dishes more. I clean the house more. We both cook. Mm-hmm. I feel like I do more laundry.
Yeah. I mean, I wash my clothes.
You do wash your clothes, but like folding, organizing, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, you got that.
But I feel like as parents, we will assist each other as much as we can. So, you know, I might do the laundry more, but if the laundry's starting to pile up and Nate's noticing like, man, my wife is tired. We got these kids. He's going to step up and help with the laundry. If he's had a long week and I know that he's tired and he needs a break, I might take the kids and like do something with them to give him time to just rest. Or if he is out in the yard and he needs some help in the yard, maybe it's been a long day and I see that he's working out in the yard, but it's not getting done at a pace where he's going to get done at the time that he wanted to, then I'll put some gloves on and like go pull up some weeds and stuff like that.
That's the key. That's how you know you have the one right there.
What do you feel though?
Man, I think like my dad, like when we were kids, how he was just so adventurous with us. I feel like I'm gonna take on that role, like just being not the buddy, because at the end of the day I am the parent, but definitely being more open and receptive to how my child grows up to be and allowing them to be them. And not trying to force something on them that they might not be. Like, yeah. If they're not an athlete, I'm not going to be upset about it. You know, coming from an athlete, I want my child to be healthy and confident in whatever he or she does and just have a nice, you know, meaningful life. So,
yeah.
But, yeah.
I agree with that. One thing I can say is I feel like us as parents, we're going to be so hands-on that we're not going to...
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to let our careers or our professional lives define how we are as parents. We're going to let how we want to be as parents define our careers and our professional lives. So, like, we're both very much into digital, into media, into film, into all of the different things that cause us to dive into projects and sign up for stuff. But as we have children, we will definitely choose projects that make sense for our life with our children versus, oh, we gotta find somebody to watch the kids because we got this huge project coming up for 2 weeks. Like, we're gonna try our best to be as present with our children as possible and still excel in our professional careers, but the kids will 100% come first.
Yeah. They're gonna be on my hip.
Like, I don't think it'll be a lot of sacrifice, but that would be naive to say there wouldn't be, like, sacrifice. But for us, I feel like we would make our lives fit around our kids in our lives. Like, not, I don't think it would be hard, but it's a priority. How do you show appreciation and express love to each other on a daily basis?
We answered that already.
Maybe we did. I think it's like, it probably just sounds similar to one previously.
Checking on with each other, texting each other. Hey, how's work going?
Yeah, just like showing appreciation, checking in on each other on a daily basis is more so for us. Like, we do, I mean, it's hard to answer that because we do it. We just check in, like.
That's it. That's
make,
it.
And they ask me a lot, like, how are you doing? Like, he'll literally be like, you all right? You good? how do you handle stress and support each other during difficult times?
You know, Crown Apple, I'm just like, I ain't gonna say that. No.
I think we just talk. We talk about everything.
Yeah. So, like, you vent to me on something that you feeling and vice versa. That's just pretty much how it go.
And, like, if we're, like, there's days where Nate will be like, hey, you want to go rollerblade? Or, hey, you want to go ride our bikes? Like, we try to have healthy alternatives to our stress. But we also do, like, we'll grab a cold drink, too, every so often. Like, it's not like there's no perfect way to handle stress. It's more so of keeping it different, like not falling in a rut, like making sure that we do something. And if we're drinking, we're like having fun together. We're not just like in the dark drinking or whatever. Like, we'll have a drink with each other and we'll talk about what we're going through and stuff like that. We're almost done. How do you envision celebrating milestones and creating new traditions together?
I don't have a vision. Having a good time. I mean, shoot, especially with family and friends. You know, because, you know, you set a goal of achieving something that you truly wanted, and then you think about those who support you along the way. I mean, it's only right to have a big celebration with everybody who helped support you. I mean, shoot. And then Crown Apple, you know, just crack open. Celebratory, you know? Cigar.
I would say that we do that already too. So I feel like us celebrating milestones would be getting together with family and friends and toasting to the celebration, barbecuing, eating good regardless of what time of year it is. And also us doing that individually. Like, one thing that we just discovered that we love, or I just discovered that I love, is like being with Nate by ourselves, even when we're like going to celebrate other people, because we do have a lot of friends, we have a lot of family, and we do have events a lot, like very frequently. Well, we just recently went out of town to support Nate's best friend, Cole, and we went to Tiffin, and we got a hotel. And just us having those moments alone, like from the drive up to us being in the hotel alone, was so much fun. And I just felt like I want to do more of that. Like, I love us. And then the final question is, how do you plan to keep the adventure? What are two questions that are left?
Honey's questions.
Hold on. Relax. We almost done.
I ain't finished.
How do you prioritize and nurture your friendships within your romantic relationship? I will start. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's not... I don't think anybody's perfect at nurturing their friendships with and their romantic relationships, but I try to by showing up for my friends in their important moments. Like, I know for me, I get down on myself or I'm hard on myself when I miss one thing that I'm invited to. So I've also tried to give myself grace and be like, you're not going to make everything. You're not going to be able to show up for everything, but you should not miss everything either. So I try to, as soon as I learn about something that one of my good friends is having, to in siblings, all of those type of relationships, I try to put it on the calendar, prioritize it. If it works, then it works. If it doesn't, then I try to, like, you know, still show up in some type of way. Send a card, reach out over the phone and just chit chat about how everything went, or give good well wishes. And I also try to let them know as soon as I know that I can't make something. So I try not to be like a last minute cancel, or I try to let them know if it's like upfront. If they tell me they have something going on and I know I can't make it, then I try to be like, hey, you know, I'm happy for you. I'm excited for you. Unfortunately, this doesn't work out for me at this moment, but I would love to get together at some point in time. And I know that sounds terrible, but I know it sounds terrible the way I'm putting it, but it's really just trying to keep it black and white, which is if I find out about something and I can't make it, then I'll let you know ASAP so that there's no expectation of me making it. But I try to make everything that I can.
Yeah. I mean, folks got to understand at the end of the day, I mean, if you have priorities, you need to take care of, you have to take care of yourself first. With that being said, that doesn't mean that you don't care about your friends or what they have going on. It's just, you know, hey, it's just bad timing. I'm just letting you know that I won't be able to attend, yada, yada. So, I mean, at the end of the day, y'all grown. If the friendship is that strong, that's not going to make or break the friendship. Now, how I handle friendships in my relationship is just, I always try to consider you first. I'm like, okay, like if I do this, is Shana gonna be upset? Is she gonna approve? Mm-hmm. I always take you in consideration. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, also thinking too, like, oh, okay, like this could, if it's a guy's thing and if it's been a long week, I'm like, hey, babe, like when I went up to Cleveland with my friends, Jordan, Rayshawn, and Rayshawn's brother, mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, it was just a, you know, guys trip to Cleveland, going to the Cleveland game. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a good time. You was like, yeah, you were supportive in that. So it's just about timing and, you know, those moments that you want to feel appreciated that someone thought of you and you want to attend and, you know, have them feel that love from you as well. So, mm-hmm. I mean, hey, man.
And I try to make sure that when he wants to do stuff with his friends, that I'm supportive of it. Like, I encourage Nate to hang out with his friends because I do believe that friendships are important. That's a whole part of your individuality in the marriage, like having your friend time and also being able to talk to men and bond with your male friends. And like, you know, you guys have experiences that I don't have. Like, so I think that's very important. Yeah. The final question, final question, because there's two on here, but one is like repetitive. What are your thoughts on maintaining open communication and trust in your relationship?
If you break my trust, that's it.
What are your thoughts on maintaining communication and trust, open communication and trust in a relationship?
I think it's important. I mean, I think, this whole podcast just been about communication. Like, and that's one thing that you know, Pastor Harris was going through with us when we was in our like premarital counseling was that like you gotta talk. You can't be a mind reader. Like if Shonda's expecting something from me, but she didn't voice it, unless it's not obvious. But if it's something specific that she wants me to do and she didn't voice it and she gets upset that I didn't do it, then it's a miscommunication right there. Like you have to voice what it is that, you know, you want to see, you want done, as she mentioned to me, and vice versa. So it's like, it's all about having that open communication, because that's going to better a relationship. It's going to make you stronger. You're going to be more in sync, more aligned in the goals and even the day-to-day tasks. Like if you can just have open communication of like, hey, after I go to work, I'm going to stop by my folks, yada, yada. That's preparing me like, okay, she's not waiting at home for me to come home like from work. Like, so it's just like you can do a whole bunch of planning if you have open communication. And with that also builds trust, because you know each other's whereabouts. Like you don't have to worry. Like you trust them to say, okay, this is going to take place here. This is where I'm going to be. And I'm like, okay. And you just follow up with them. And I know like if something's changed and we haven't heard anything, that's when we, you know, text each other, call each other, just keeping an update on like what it is that's going on. So
yeah.
Open communication is definitely the key in any relationship.
Yeah.
So.
No, I agree. I hear a lot of conversation and it's crazy because like people be posting every so often on Facebook about, do you have the code to your significant other's phone? And do you go through like they'll post something and be like, if my dude didn't want me to go through his phone like that, I would be like, it would be a problem and blah, blah, blah. Which I agree. Like if I had Nate's phone and he was like, what you going through my phone for? You're fine. If I had his phone and he was like, what you going through my phone for? It would cause for some alarm, but that's never been a reaction from him or me. Like he can pick up my phone at any point in time and I'm not going to care. But also we have each other's passcodes, but for the longest, I couldn't even remember his passcode. And it was never a conversation of, can I have your passcode? It was more so, I need your phone real quick. What's your passcode? And vice versa. Like, we had to use each other's phones and we gave each other our passcodes easily because there was nothing that we were hiding. And I think like the key to maintaining the open community, well, the key to maintaining the trust in the relationship is the open communication. Like Nate said, I'll let him know where I'm at. I'm a little bit more better at it than him. Cause he'll be late at work or something. And I'll be like, I'll hit him up and he'll be like, my bad. Like I was at work, but it's true. Like I believe you, like I know you at work and stuff, but like there's times where he'll like, I'll hit him up and he's like probably just getting his car to head home. And I'm like, are you okay? Like, I know you had a long day, whatever, whatever. But that is the key, is to have that open communication. And that is how you maintain trust. Like, I shouldn't have any questions or any, like, there shouldn't be a mystery between us. No mysteries in a marriage.
None whatsoever.
But that's it. So I think that was good for our first
welcome back
podcast back. I know we usually dive into like what our week was or, you know, whatever. And so we'll give a little bit more of that energy to the upcoming episodes. But we wanted to just warm up and like reintroduce ourselves because we've been gone. So that's what we got.
Yeah.
Peace.
Love.
Back.
Fake cat.
Yeah.